Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Number one, this Christian mother says her daughter got this matching tattoo with her best friend today and told her it was because both of them were crafty and that her best friend wants to be a hairstylist. Yes, if she means styling her daughter's pubes. Mom thinks it's the devil's symbol for Satan, but I wouldn't want to be the one telling that mom what those scissor sister tattoos really mean. She doesn't need to know. Also, as if that jean vest wasn't already a dead giveaway. Up next, women can't take it when men are attacking them for having high notch counts. So what are they doing? They're shaming men with high notch counts by saying that the penis of a virgin is still large and healthy, while the one from a man with multiple partners shrivels down to one-third of its original size due to vaginal pressure crushing it, and it'll no longer be able to give women pleasure. How can they possibly crush a man's salami when most of them are so stretched out that they feel like you're just throwing a hot dog down a hallway? What are they trying to do with this? Build up the egos of incels or something? Number three, Sheryl Sandberg says that any girl that's been told she's bossy needs to be told that she has leadership skills instead. But they aren't leaders, because true leaders lead by example, and not by just telling people what to do. Boss babes are not feminine-minded, and masculine men are not attracted to masculine women. They just see them as loud, bossy, and insufferable. Moving on, we have another example of female privilege. Carolyn Ellis stole and lost FTX customer funds worth billions of dollars in the crypto markets, and yet she's only going to prison for 2 years. Meanwhile, Sam Bankman-Fried is going away for 25 years. Millions of men lost their life savings, and all she's going to do is lose 2 years of her life behind bars. Doesn't sound like justice to me. She probably has millions put away and will be fine after release. Number five is Brittany Venti strutting her stuff on Twitter with her best ex-girlfriend shirt after a relationship with Sean over Think Before You Sleep came to an end. She says that she's the shortest 5'7" girl, basically telling everyone that she's looking for a tall guy. I initially thought that shirt said busty ex-girlfriend. My mistake. I guess it was a Freudian slip or something. And by the looks of that shirt, the milk truck has just arrived. Up next, the next time a woman asks you why you pay for video game skins, you should ask her why she pays for nails to put on her nails, or why she pays for hair to put on hair, or eyelashes to go on her eyelashes. Besides, paying for costumes in games is a lot cheaper than paying for all those fake things in real life. Buying both things is kind of stupid, but you can't expect people to make rational decisions anymore. Number seven, meet your new apartment managers if Kamala's reelected. That is, if they even let you into the building. This is what happens when you put a woman in charge of the border. She's going to let all the criminals in. If it's happening in Colorado, then you can sure bet it's going to happen in New York and Chicago at some point. Remember, guys, that if you don't want a Venezuelan gang to take over your apartment building, then you're a racist. Moving on, speaking of the border, why do liberals demand gun control after every shooting, but never border control after every rape or murder by illegals? It's almost like the left wants civilization to end for some reason and for chaos to reign supreme. Also, why doesn't the left call for gun control after every Trump assassination attempt either? Once citizens lose the right to own firearms, that's usually when the government starts firing on them. Number nine, the next time women you're dating say, you'll never find another woman like her, show her this picture. And how all these blonde women all named Ashley, spelling in different ways, are the same. This picture also represents pumpkin spice latte season, where originality falls with the leaves. I bet you that each one of these also gets upset when you ask her how she spells her name. Up next, bringing up Sam Bankman-Fried again, him and Diddy are sharing a dorm-style room in Brooklyn, in prison. Sam better be careful he doesn't wake up covered in baby oil with Diddy on top of him. I'm sure that someone will reduce Sam's sense if he takes care of Diddy and makes it all look like an accident. Also, you've probably heard of Brokeback Mountain before, but I bet you've never heard of Brokeback Banker. I wonder who thought this was a good idea. Number 11 in Deadpool 3, his partner the whole time is telling Deadpool that she can't be with him, unless he does better with his life. But she's just a stripper for a living. Imagine a woman like that telling you how you should live your life. I've had some girls tell me how I should live my life even though their lives were a complete wreck. What did I do at that point? Simple. I left them. Moving on, this guy wonders how to politely ask the woman he's seeing her body count to judge if she's marriage material or not. But if he asks her and she treats him negatively, then that's the answer. And most likely she's going to dump him. Plus, even if she doesn't, he's an idiot if he takes her on her word. If you're a man that's ever in this predicament, then she's definitely not the one for you. Then again, for me, none of them are as well. Number 13, this plus-size woman says she can't go into the bathroom on an airplane because the aisles are too narrow. If that's true, then how the hell did she get in her seat in the first place? Besides, it's not the aisle's fault. She chose to become bigger than the aisle. Soy Society shouldn't have to be redesigned for the comfort of the morbidly obese. She should be thankful that they aren't charging her more because the plane will burn more fuel because she's on board it. Up next, Stacy says that men need to stop modifying female game characters to make them look prettier. Sure, a female game developer stop making them uglier. Women want men to stop playing games and give them attention instead. They think that games are the reason we're going our own way instead of their entitled behavior. The family courts as well as high notch counts. They're so scared of being left alone that they don't even want to allow female video game characters to look normal anymore. Number 15, many people say that a guy has to be 6'5" and a jacked millionaire, yet everyone wonders how this schlub got such a hot woman. It's simple. They met in high school while he was still good looking, and she bonded to him, or he's got a lot of cash, or maybe she doesn't have any other better options. Maybe his I don't give an F attitude lands him on top too. Moving on, Vladimir Putin endorses Kamala Harris for president and praises her infectious laugh. He probably wouldn't have attacked Ukraine if Trump was still in office, and he wouldn't be able to go to war if Trump gets in again, and he's going to have to negotiate with them on a ceasefire. I saw the Russian interview where he endorses Kamala, and he looks like he's a master troller. But I'm sure that there's some truth to wanting her to win at the same time. Number 17, this man just got full custody of his daughter in court, and he says you can too if you bring a video of your baby mama twerking. Looks like he found one of the cheat codes. I'm sure that many married guys out there might start asking their wives to twerk on camera, just so they have an extra piece of material they might use against her in case they go to divorce courts. Up next, Jenna Ortega feels that women should lead their own franchises, and not just take over the roles from the male ones. I think she's saying this because she can feel the winds of change in Hollywood. But there were already female leads in Resident Evil, Tomb Raider, Underworld, and Alien. I guess she probably means new franchises. It doesn't matter who leads a franchise these days, because the writers are all awful, and they don't know how to tell a good story anymore. Number 19, this woman says she hates men but still wants to be loved even though she keeps sabotaging her relationships. Looks like the truth came out, and Aaron Clary called it. He said that women don't particularly like men these days, but at the same time they need us to remain emotionally stable, and they don't feel stable unless we love them. They say that men going their own way hate women. We don't, and the only reason women are saying that is because they're trying to accuse us of the very same thing that they're guilty of. Moving on, this guy says he's about to excuse himself to the restroom and never come back because whoever is texting can come and pay the bill. Clearly she's not interested in him. Otherwise, she would be giving him her attention and not to her phone. She's blatantly disrespecting him, and that's the right thing to do on his part. These days, they don't even hide it that they're out for just a free meal. 1 in 3 dates these days are foodie calls, with women there strictly for the free food. Number 21, it looks like they wrecked Minecraft. We was Minecraft and sheet. I can't wait to see how much money this thing loses. Looks like they want to destroy another franchise that men enjoy. I also didn't realize that Jason Momoa was such a rainbow surfing fairy. The people making this film probably thought to themselves, you know what this film needs? An ugly black woman and Jack Black. That'll really make people love it. Up next, here's what happens to Greta once all the climate change money comes to an end. Looks like she's ready to see what comes out of the glory hole. But this'll never happen if she invests the $5 to $10 million she's made asking everyone, how dare you? Don't you just love how AI gave her the six-finger special, plus she doesn't have a thumb on her right hand? Looks like AI still has a long way to go. Number 23, here's what dating is like in the 2020s. Even if you do end up getting a girlfriend, then she's going to end up being nothing more than trash. Yes, all there are these days are fat, divorced, entitled, and delusional 30-plus-year-old women. At this point, the only winning move is not to play. Dating apps have turned into a Chad, an attention vending machine for women, and a pain machine for men. As this guy was walking out of the mine, it'll probably just cave in on him. Up next, looks like the blocker girl is real. It also looks like a lineman gone into a receiver huddle. That woman is real, and there's even a song about her called Big Fat Friend by Stephen Lynch. The trick is always to send one of your wingmen at the bar to talk to the fat chick, while you make your move on the one you actually want before she even notices. And even if she does notice, she'll look super obvious and rude trying to stop you then and there. Number 25 and the last one, a baby was losing weight and vomiting. The doctors then discovered that he was starving from an almond milk diet. Sounds like a wonderful mother to me. I'm surprised it wasn't soy milk. People are literally retarded these days. Liberal women need to stop having children, and it looks like they're getting the message as the population in the blue states is rapidly being replaced by migrants. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.